Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. Actually, we're going to finish the parak today. So we're on Lamed Hem Bet Beis, the second to last line. There's three levels of lines in this Lamed Hem Bet Beis. So we're talking about the second to last line of the middle level. The middle level is the most lines, the medium-sized lines, right? Second to last line where it says, "Ubechal kinuyin ha'ilach hayavim," that our Mishnah said that if you swear in any of the names of Hashem, whether it's Chanu and Racham, all these things, you're chayav. So you might say, wait a minute. Vermini, it says in a brisa, they have a brisa that says like this, that we're talking about a sota. It says, Yitain Hashem oscha la'allah u'l'shvua. Right? That's a pa... Yitain Hashem oscha la'allah u'l'shvua. That's a pasuk by sota. Ma Talmud Lomar. What's the purpose of saying that pasuk? Why? Alok Farnemer already said previous pasuk, V'yishbiya ha-kohen es ha-isha v'shavua ta'Allah. Why repeating it? L'fayishin emar, because it says. It says where? In Parashat V'yikwa. V'shama kol Allah. So make it zero shav. That's by Eidus, by Shavua's Eidus, Nemar kan Allah. It says by Eidus Allah. V'nemar lahalad Allah. And it says by Sota Allah. Ma lahalad by Sota Shavua. It means a Shavua. Afkan. So too by Eidus, it means a Shavua. Malahalan, just like over there by Sota. It's B'Shem, it has to be with the Shem HaMiuchad, Afkan, so too here, B'Shem, it has to be with the Shem HaMiuchad. How could our Mishnah say that you could swear with any of Hashem's name? You see, from a Bryson, Sota, it's not true, has to be only the Shem HaMiuchad. Amar Abaya, what kind of, low kasha, it's not a kasha. We're talking about different people. Ha, Rabbi Chanina Bar Iti, that Bryson is Rabbi Chanina Bar Iti. Ha, our Mishnah here is Rabbanon, Titania, because we have a Brisa that says, Rabbi Chanina bar Idi Omer, Ha of Amr Torah. Since the Torah said that by Shavuot Hadayonim, Tishava, that they should swear. The Omer, and it says, Va'al Tishava, and they should not swear falsely. And it says, by Sota, it says Kalel, that there's going to be a Klala. Va'al Tikalel, and a person's not allowed to curse Hashem, Mahi Shava B'Shem. So to swearing is with Hashem's name. Af lo tishava b'shem. So not swearing is also with Hashem's name. Ma kilel b'shem. Just like when the sota gets a curse, it's with Hashem's name. Af lo tikal b'shem. So too, not cursing also is only with Hashem's name. Our bright doesn't hold. Our mishnah doesn't hold like that. That's a bright to hold like that. Rabbanon, the gemara says, wait a minute. Igmiri, if they learn the gzeir shava from Eidus, so of Allah, Niboy Shem Yuchad. It should require Shem Yuchad. The Logmiri, and if they don't learn that Zereshava, the Logmiri Zereshava, Allah the Shvua is even Allahu. How do you know that the word Allah means a Shvua? How do you know that? Allah means a curse. How do you know it means a Shvua? So the Gemara says, Nafkalahu, it's learned that means a Tanya. The Brisa says, Allah, it says, Vishama kol Allah, Ein Allah el Lashon Shvua. What else does Allah mean? It only means a Shavua. The Chayin Omer, and it says, "Vishbiya karnas isha b'shavuot Allah." Obviously, it only means an Allah. The word Allah, which means a curse, only means with a Shavua. How do you know? From Sota. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" Hasan by Sota, Shavua to Allah. It says both. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar." Here's what I mean to say. Allah. It says the word Allah. Ain Allah ella Shavua. Allah only means a Shavua. The Chayin Omer. How do I know that? This is by Sota. V'shpia akor z'isha, v'shvua sa'Allah. Now, u'minayin lasos, skip the parentheses, u'minayin lasos, shvua, she'ein ima Allah, k'shvua she'yesh imo Allah. How do I know to treat a shvua that has a curse the same as a shvua that doesn't have a curse? Hamad Lomar, it says, v'shama kol Allah. Shama Allah, you heard a curse, v'shama kol, or you can hear a voice, meaning a shvua, and they're both the same. Okay? So it's just technical. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Avo, says Rabbi Avo, Menayin, how do you know, Menayin la Allah, how do you know, Shehi Shavua, how do you know that the word Allah, a curse, also means with the Shavua? Shenemar, you have a pasuk by Yecheskel, Vayavo Oso ba'Allah, that pasuk is in Yecheskel, by the Nebuchadnezzar, talking to Tzidkiyahu. It says, Vayikach mizera hamlucha, v'yichras otso brit, v'yavu otso ba'ala, that the Nebuchadnezzar brought Chizkiyahu, he made him swear that he's not going to rebel against him. Uksiv, and it says, v'gam melech Nebuchadnezzar marad asher ishbiya be'elokim. Where did he ever make that shvua? The Allah means the shvua. Asked the Rishash, you have to bring a pasuk from Nebuchadnezzar to Tzidkiyahu. I have a much better pasuk to bring. How about this one? How about when Avram tells Eliezer to go find a wife for Yitzchak? So what does he tell him? He tells him that Vayashbi'eni Hash Adoni Lamor. Eliezer tells Bisuel, my master made me swear, Lamor, Lo Shikach Ishul of Nibibno Sakanani. Don't take a, that's what I'm doing here. I can't take a Kanani, my master made me swear. And he says that, and I asked my master, and what if I can't find somebody? The Omar, and he told me, Bim Lo Yitnenu Lach Vayisa Naki Me'alasi. I'll be Naki from the curse. I'm free from it. So what do you see? That the Shua and all are the same. Why do I have to bring a pasuk from Yechizkiyahu? I have a pasuk not from Yechizkiyahu, from Yechezkel, from Tzidkiyahu. I got a pasuk in the Chumash, Parshat Chayitzara. What? Because why? Oh, so that's what the Rosh Hashanah answers. He says that there's no question that the word Shavua includes a curse also. The question is, does the curse include a Shavua? That we don't know from Eliezer. That we do know from Yitzhak. Okay, very good. It's good. Good. What? If, what do you mean? If you violate my oath, you're getting a curse. That's what it means. I want you to bring a girl from Canaan. You lie to me, you violate my Shavua, it's going to be a curse on you. Exactly. Tana. Okay, that's really a garata, but it says the word arur, bo nidui, can mean excommunication, bo klala, can mean a curse, bo shua, can mean an oath. How do you know that? Bo nidui, it means a nidui, just if it says, by devora, that, it's like this, aru meiroz, they gave an arur to meiroz. Who's meiroz? Not sure who that is. Some say, Rashi says, it's a guy. Rashi says that Maroz is, where is it? Rashi says it? No, Rashi doesn't say it. Maroz is people that did not help Barak fight the war against Sisera. They didn't want to help. So they cursed him. So Arur Maroz, what? A city, right. Arur Maroz, Arur Malah Hashem, Oru Oru Yoshveha. The passage continues. Ki lo ba'u le'edras Hashem. They didn't want to come help Hashem. So, ba'amar ula, arba mea shipure shamte barak le'meiroz. Barak blew 400 chauffeurs to put meiroz in cherub. So what do you see? The word arur can mean putting in cherub. Nidui. Bo klala, it also means a klala. The same, it says, de'elu yamdu ala klala. Right? This is Parsha. Not this is Parsha. Uksu. What? Right. This week's Parsha says that this will happen, but this is actually in Parsha's Kisafa, but it's fine. Really, Yandel HaKlala, Uksiv, and it says, Arur HaIsha Shiyasa Petel. Right? So what do you see? That the word Arur means a Klala. Bo Shvua. What about a Shvua? The Sivet says, Vayishba Yehoshua Be'eta Hilemo Arur HaIsha Shiyasa Petel. That Yeshua made an oath at that time and said, Arur to the person that will ever rebuild the city of Yericho. Now, says the Gemara, what kind of raya is that? What? Fadil matarti avaluhu. Maybe he said two things. He a shvua, and by the way, a curse. There's a shvua not to rebuild it, and a curse if you do. Who said it's the same thing? Ashbi'in hu, I make you swear, vilatinhu, and I'll make you have a curse. Elamehacha, another one from over here, that it says that Shaul made an oath that the day they went into the battle, nobody was allowed to eat. And who violated that oath? Shaul's son. Because he didn't know that his father made that oath. So it says like this. Ish Yisrael Nigash B'yomahu by Yoel. The Yoel here means the Lashon of an Allah. An oath. The Yoel Shaul Esa'am. Shaul made everyone make an oath. Lemor, Aru her ish as a yochal. Curses the man that's going to eat. So what do you see? We'll see if it says, the Yonason lo shavish be aru at the am. Yonason didn't hear that was done. Right? So what do you see? That the word Allah means a curse. That the shavua means a curse. Again, the dil mahachan nami tardi avid lahu. Maybe Shaul was saying two things. Ash be'inhu, I'll make an oath. Va'at lai tinhu, and I'll have a curse. The Gemara says, wait a minute, mitzid v'arur? Does it say and a curse? If it said and a curse, you'd be right. What does it say? It says a curse. That means the shvua is the curse. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, hashta the asas lahachi. Now that we said that, hasanami lok say v'arur, so by a shvua also, by a richo, it doesn't say v'arur. So we really have two makoros now. By Yoshua, the shvua is an oath, and by Shaul, shvua is an oath. I know. Okay, next. Amar Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, Amen, the word Amen, bo shvua, it's answering a shvua. In other words, by saying the word Amen, you give him a kabbal shvua. If I say to you, swear to me that you don't have nothing to testify, Amen. It's as if I said a shvua. That's not controversial. Right? Exactly. Bo Kabbalas Devarim. Right? I am Kabbalas Devarim. For example, look at Rashi. This Rashi is very controversial. Bo Kabbalas Devarim. Ha'om Alechaveiro. Someone says, Al Manas, Shetiskayim Litznai Kach V'Kach. Rashi doesn't say what he's talking about. Let's say a guy says, I'll make it tonight with you. Such and such and such and such. Marcel, I'll make it tonight with you. V'omar amen. And you say amen. Kibel dvarav. You makabel the dvarav. The chayav. L'kayam tonight. And you have to keep the tonight. Why? Because you said amen. Okay? Does that make any sense? What? Because he says, I want to buy Marcel Talfit. So I'll make a tenai with Marcel, I'll give him $1,000. And Marcel says, Amen. What is that Marcel doing? He's agreeing to my condition. So what does Rashi say? V'chayev l'kayim tonight. V'chayev to keep the tonight. What if I don't give him $1,000? Is he v'chayev to give him the Talfit? Of course not. Of course not. What? That's how Rashi says. V'omar amen, kibel dvarav, v'chayim l'kayim tonight. V'chayim to keep the tonight. What if I don't keep my half of the bargain? That's how Rashi should have said. What? What if I don't fulfill my half of the condition? Then there's no tonight. So why doesn't Rashi say that? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, you have to fulfill the tonight. And what if I don't fulfill my half? So someone said that. The sefer called Nahur Shraga. He says, no. I already gave him $1,000. Now he has to fulfill his half of the tonight. That's not what Rashi says. Strange Rashi. They have a whole lumnus over here. What's going on over here? The discipler. Disciple says that, that by saying what Rashi meant was like this. I really want that talisman. So I say I'll give you $1,000. Right? I say I'll give you $1,000 for the talisman. So Marcel says, Amen. Amen to that. Right? You want a talisman with my name on it? Amen. Go for $1,000, Amen. And what if I don't give him $1,000 that I promised I would buy it? So if I don't give him $1,000, then we have to decide what it costs in the street. So the tonight is not buckled. I don't fulfill my half of the bargain. Tonight's still a tonight. Why? Because I said it, and he said, oh, man, we have a deal. It's a ridiculous number, and I'm not going to give that number. Then we'll have to go to a market, we have to go to the street, and decide, hey, what's the tiles bag with someone else's name worth on it? What's that worth? Right? You have it in shul. They put the shul tiles bag, and someone has a towel somehow, right? They have a new tiles bag, donate it to the shul, they use. That's what they do with them. Oh, how much is that worth? It's not $1,000. That's what the disciple says. It's a very strange ration. Right. Right, so the Rashi says you got to keep it tonight. No, you don't. If I don't give you my half, he doesn't have to give you his half. So that's what the disciple says, that's what Rashi meant. Right? You really want it. You really want it. So he said some exaggerated thing. You don't want to keep with it, then you have to go to the market anyway. You can't get out of it tonight. That's you can't get out of. Right? So we said, if I don't give $1,000, no, it's not like that. There's going to be a deal here. The question is, for how much? That's what the disciple said. The Rishash has a different answer. The Rishash says that, Simon, we're not talking about a sale. We're talking about, I asked you to watch my talisman. He said, yeah, no problem. I'll do it. And normally, you're a Shomer Sachar now. I'm paying you. So now you're a Shomer Sachar. So the halacha is, you're chayef for all the things that happened. Get stolen and lost. You're chayef for all that. Why? You're paid. Let's say you never made a kinyan. You didn't get a kinyan yet. It's not in your possession yet. Since you said amen, you have to keep your end of the bargain. So that's the Rosh Hashanah. Okay. That, what? Yeah, it does work. Where are we up to? And the third thing about amen is bo ha'amanas dvarim. It's a statement that it should be true. In other words, a guy makes a tefillah, a guy makes a bracha. When I tell him it's a bracha, amen. What does amen mean? I'm a tanai. It's not a tanai. What is it? A Kabbalah dvar? You're not Kabbalah anything. What is it? That should be true, right? Haboka, Yisrael, Ba'ava, whatever tefillah it is, you say amen to that. So we say amen to things even that aren't brachas. For example, Mishaberos. Somebody says Mishaberos, say amen. Why? This is Ruah said. Because why not? Harachamon's in benching. People say amen. Why? Enough. It should be true what you say. That's only for a bracha? It doesn't have to be only for a bracha. Meshaberech not a bracha. A guy should have a bracha. He got an aliyah. He gets donated $18. If his wife should have her name should be mentioned in the shul, she should have a bracha. Amen to that. Well, what's wrong with that? Say amen to that also. Right? What? It's a good thing. That's what it means over here. Hamanas Tavarim. Everything he said should be true. That's what amen means. So amen means three different things. Right? Bo shvua. How do you know it means that I'm in Kabbalah Shavua? It says, Amar Isha Amen Amen. The woman says, the Sota says Amen. They tell her a whole list of things. Amen, she says Amen. She's Kabbalah Shavua. Bo Kabbalah Dvarim. How do you know it means you're Kabbalah Dvarim? Like we said, like a sale or all these crazy things Rashi said. Arar Shalayakab is Dibri HaTorah HaZos. Lasos Osam. V'amar Kol Ha'am Amen. Everyone says Amen to that. I'm going to cobble that. Right, they asked why. This is the last one. It's like a list of 15 of them. This is the last one. I think I'm going to bring a right from the last one. So they answer because all the other 14 are specific things. Aror, if you don't treat your parents nice, amen. Aror, you don't treat him nice, amen. Aror, somebody marries an animal, amen. Listen, each one of those. But this is not anything. It's Aror, Asher Lo Yakim, it's Divrei Torah Hazos. It's inclusive of everybody. It's the whole Torah. Amen. I'll say amen to that. Right? Bo Hamanas Dvarim. It also is an amen to someone, to the truth of something. That's it. Yom Yehanavi, Amar, amen. Ken Yasa Hashem Yakim Hashem is Divrecha. Right? That the pasuk continues. That they were going to return the Beit HaMikdash to its former glory of the Caliph. Amen to that. So what do you see? Amen means yes, it should be Emes. Emes. Amar Balazar. Lav Shvua. Hain Shvua. The word Lav. Right? If I say no, that could imply Shvua. And if I say yes, that could imply Shvua. How do you know? Bishlam Lav Shvua. I understand no could be a Shvua. How do you know? Because Hashem said, Lo yia od hamayim l'mabul, there'll never be another mabul. Hashem says, no, no, Hashem said, I'm not going to do that again. Uchsev, and it says in Yishaya, Kimei Noach zos liyasher nishbati, that I swore. Where did Hashem swear? Where did he ever swear? Where did Hashem ever swear? The answer is, he never swore. Ella, Shvua, he never swore. The answer is, when he said no, that was a Shvua. Ella Shvua, Ella Hain Shvua Manala. How do you know Hain could be a Shvua? That we have no raya for. What's a Svaru? Why is a Svaru? Midalav Shvua, Hain Ami Shvua. No is a Shvua. Yes is also a Shvua. Amar Rava, Huda Amar Lav Trey Dibni. You have to say no twice. Huda Amar Hain Trey Dibni. You have to say yes twice. Dichtiv, it says by Noah, Lo yikoret kol basar ol b'mei amabel, Lo yikoret b'mei amabel, says it though twice. When the love trace him, hey, Nami trace him, no is twice, yes is also twice. Okay? Now, the next, Hamakalel b'kulon, if you curse with all those names, Chayiv, Yechayiv, Divir Meir, the Chachamim, Potrin, the Chachamim, Yipotar, Tanar Abanon, now it says in the Torah, Ish, Parshas Emor, Ish, Ki Yekalel Elokov, V'nasa Chetel. If somebody curses God, you get a sin for that. So, Ma Talmud Lomar, why does it say that? It already says, Halom Tar Nemar, it already said, the next pasuk over there, the Nokev Shem Hashem, Mos Yumat. You curse a God's name, Yechayev. So, why does it say it twice? So the answer is like this. Yachal, I would have thought. Shol Yechayev Ela Al, Shem HaMiyuchad Bilvad, I would think, from the pasuk of Nokev Shem Hashem, the only Chayev, if you curse God with the Shem HaMiyuchad, Menayin L'Rabot Es HaKinuyin, how do we know to include other names of Hashem? Talmud Lomar, Ish, Ki Yekalel Elokav, Mikol Makom, no matter what word you use, Divere Meir, the Chum say, Al Shem HaMiyuchad, the Misa. No, what it means is like this. If you curse at the Shem HaMiyuchad, Chay Misa. V'al Kinuyin, and if you use one of Hashem's other names, Azhara, that's just a lav, that's a lav. HaMakalel of the Vimo, and it said, if you curse with your father and your mother, again, Rebbeir said you're chayiv, no matter what name you use. The chacham say you're potter. Man chacham, who are the chachamim? It's the opinion of Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, the Tanya, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Omer. It says in the same pasuk over there, in Parshas Emor, v'nakvel shein yumas, hatamol omar. Why does it say shein? Leinate al v'kalal of v'imo, to teach you that about your parents, shein achayiv, achi yikalav, the shame. You have to curse them with the shame hamiyuchad. V'hamakalal atmo v'chaveru. What about if you curse yourself or someone else? Amar b'yanai, divrei hakol. That's everybody, right? Atmo, how do you know how to curse yourself? The tzivit says, Raki shamar l'cha u'shmar nashecha ma'od. You should take care of your neshama very much. Don't curse yourself. Kidrei b'oven. The amar Rabbi Loi. The amar kol makom shenemar hishamar pen ba'al. Ein el lo tzasei. And u'chaveru. How do you know you're not allowed to curse your friend? Dechziv, it says, lo sekalel cheresh. Don't curse a deaf person. So how does, maybe it means only you shouldn't curse a deaf person. What about if he's not a deaf person? No, seriously. What if he's not a deaf person? How do you know you're not allowed to curse that person? How do you know that? Right? How do you know that? So the Ramban says, why would we? The Rabban says the reason why a deaf person is mentioned is because that's the person who you normally curse, because he won't have anything to say back. He doesn't hear it. Of course, you're not allowed to curse anybody. Of course, everybody's included. Why does the Torah say deaf person? That's the stop. Who are you gonna? You're gonna curse someone else? You're gonna get back to the guy. I'm gonna do that. What? The kavachom. It's like a kavachom. Exactly. You're not allowed to curse a deaf person. Of course, you can't curse anybody else. Okay. Now, we said in the Mishnah that somebody is trying to get someone to curse, right? Someone's trying to get someone to make an oath, whether or not he knows testimony. So he gets extreme. What does he say? Yakika Hashem Elokim. Hashem should hit you. The Yakim Elokim. That's a curse. If you don't testify for me, you should be cursed. So Zu Allah Haksufa Vatorah. Those curses are in the Tochacha. Right? So the guy doesn't make up his own curses. He uses the Torah as a good enough, right? So Yosef of Kahana, listen to this. Yosef of Kahana, Yosef of Kahana kamei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. Yosef v'k'amar ha'mas nitzan kiditan, and they were learning over the Mishnah. And amale, and Rav Yehuda says to Rav Kahana, kinei, change the Mishnah. Don't learn this Mishnah as if he's talking to me. When you learn this Mishnah, you want to say, and you should be cursed, Rabbi Yehuda? My Rebbe? Don't do that. Says Rabbi Yehuda, change the name. Talk about it in third person, like as if you're talking about someone else. Strange halacha. Don't mention me. Right? You hear this? Amar Yosef Ahumar Rabbanan. Commander of Kahana, once the Rabbanan was sitting in front of Kahana, Yosef Ahumar. They were darshaning and took him into Hillam. Gam al Yitatzecha Lanetach. All this horrible thing. Yitatzecha, you're going to be struck down. Ve'asasecha, me'ohel, ve'asher v'ashecha, me'aretz chantzela. Amar Lei, and Rav Kahana says back, Kane, learn these psukim in third person. Don't mention me. It's as if you're talking to me. You should be this, and you should have that terrible thing happen to you. So learn it in third person, as if you're not talking about me. So tarti lomali. Now, why do I need two things to teach you the same halacha? So Gemara says, no, the same. I would have thought, Hali Mili Matnitin. Yeah, a mission that was written by the rabbis. I would say, teach it in third person. Avil Bikroi. Ema lomach mechaninon, but I would say maybe by a pasuk. Don't change the words of a pasuk. Kamash malon, teach us. No, we change the words of a pasuk. Very strange halacha, no? So the Marsha says like this. Mashal says like this. First of all, the only time this din applies is if you're darshaning tzukim. If you're darshaning tzukim, if you're reading tzukim, tell how it doesn't apply. We're learning over the tochacha. I should say it in third person. I don't mean you. No, this is not a rule like that. Only in darshaning. I'm going to make drashes. What does the pasuk mean? Maybe then there's an idea to make it in third person. Learning the tzukim, reading, laning, all those types of things. Of course, this does not apply. That's obvious. That says the Marsha. Second of all, they ask, well then the Gemara says, well, why don't you both? I would have thought that for Mishnayis you should do this. But for Psukim you shouldn't do that. Mashal, even Psukim you could do it. So then we just said Psukim. I can't do it for Psukim, I can't do it for Mishnayis. Why don't you both? So the Ben Yehuda answers that Couple minutes. What is the answer? Oh, so he answered that, as you just said a minute ago, the only time this applies is when you're darshaning. Right? When you're darshaning. So what if you're reading Sukkim straight? There's no such thing like this. I'm learning Tocha with you. We have a chavrusa, we'll learn Tocha together. I have to change the words? No. Absolutely not. Only when I'm darshaning. So I would have thought, well, what about Mishnayis? You're darshaning Mishnayis? It doesn't apply. Learning Mishnayis together. Even there, I should change the word. You know, not really a drasha, not really darshaning. You don't darshan Mishnayis. You learn Mishnayis. Even there, I should change the word. You hear this? Good? Okay. What's the matter? No, you don't like it?
I don't use that.
Yakika. Now the Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said, how about the reverse? Al Yakika, you shouldn't be hit. Divarechicha, and you should be blessed. Viyitevlecha, it should be good for you. What if you say it like that? In other words, you should be blessed if you testify to me. And it's mashma, you don't say this. And if you don't testify to me, it should be bad for you. So is that a klala? But Meir, yes. Meir says, Mechayev, Tachacham and Potzer. Says the Gemara, V'holef Leila Rameir Mechalav Atashmehain. Rameir, we know throughout Shas, Rameir is the one who holds such a thing called a Tanai couple. You have to say both sides of the equation. You have to say, if you go into the Yarden and fight for me, then I will give you the Avraha Yarden. And if you don't do that, I won't. How could Rameir be the one to say, that by saying the good, we will infer the bad. Rav Meir throughout Shas is the one who holds of a Tanai couple. How can Rav Meir say this? Says the Gemara, you're right. Eifach, change around the opinion. Rav Meir is not the one who said that. Rav Meir is the one who said it doesn't work. Why? Because Rav Meir holds of a Tanai couple. The Chacham are the ones who said it's okay. Change around the opinion. Right? said something that can't be. You can't change around the opinion. You know why? Because Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak, when Yitzchak came, Tana Kedidnan, he learned this Mishnah like we have it. The Rameir is the one who said you could, that you can infer. And Omer of Yosef, Hash to the Anon Tanan Hachi, not only that, now we have it written like this, the Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Tani Hachi. First of all, our Mishnah says it like this. Our Mishnah says it the way we have it. And Rav Yitzchak came and learned it this way. What do you tell me? Change it around. You can't change it around. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this. We have so many Mitzvahs. Rav Yitzchak came and said it like this. Can't change it around. Shmarina Dafka tonight. It's Dafka. So Gemara says, you're right. El Akasha. Or how are we going to answer the Kasha? So Gemara says like this. Ki Lesley, when does Rav Yemeir say that you have to specify both sides of the equation? It's only been Mamona. It's only been money. Be Isura, Lesley. But by Isser, you don't have to. By Isser, I can infer one from the other. What? Islay, he does allow you to infer. Why? So Baron Cutler says to tell you why. Because, why can't you infer? Why can't you infer? Normally I would say, yeah, you can infer. What? Right? We have it all the time. You better not leave the table until you finish your supper. That implies, and if I do finish my supper, I can't leave the table. We don't do that all the time. So why not, says Rav Aaron. Why not? So he says, you know why not? Because the Torah said no. It's a chiddush of the Torah. You have a Tanai couple. How do we know? Somebody got him the Ruby. Logically, I would say, of course you can infer things. Logically, of course you can. So why does the mayor say no? Because what can I do? The Torah said not to. Torah says that Tanai by Bnei Gadim and Ruby were written in both no inferences. You have to say yes, no, and if yes, and if no, and if yes, and if no. So says Rav Aaron, when does the mayor say that? He minimizes it as much as possible. Since it goes against logic. So when do I say this din? Only by Mamonis. Why? That's what Bnei Gadim and Ruby was about. It was about land. It was about money. When it comes to Mamonis, I have no choice. When it comes to Yitzur and Shavua, why should I say that? When I say to you, if you swear for me, I'll give you a bracha. That's mashma, and it's not, it's a klala. Right? So says Rav Aaron, why not say that? By money, we have no choice. The Torah says he can't say it. I have no choice. What can I do? Torah says. When it comes, it's not money. Why not? That's the difference between Mamonos and Nisurim. Okay? And the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hare Sota, but a Sota is the Isurahu. That's the case of Itza. And you know what? We're not going to infer. Because it says, from Rav Tancha Bar Chachinoi, it says in the Torah, by the way, they make the woman swear like this. It says like this. They make the Kohen swear to the woman and tells her, Im lo shachat ishosach, if you didn't do it, vim lo satis tumas tachas ishech, and if you didn't do it, he naki, you should be clean. Which is mashma. And if you did do it, you shouldn't be clean. It doesn't say that. It says, if you didn't do it, you should be good. Everything's lady, good for you, lady. You should be good. He naki, you should be naki. Right? You should be naki bimei hamarim hama'arim ha'elef. You should be naki from these bitter waters. Right? Taima, the whole reason why you should be clean is that you should be clean. You should be free. You should be, you know, acquitted. Is dichtiv he naki. Because it said, he naki. Which the Gemara Rashi points out that we read it as chinaki, which means chenek, meaning you should choke, you should die. Right? That's what it means. You should die. If it's not true, you should die. Halav hachi, if not for that, michla lav atashvehein lo amrinon. We would not infer it. Why? Because I need the chinaki to tell me to infer the opposite. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. Hey, why not? It's an isurin. It's Isser, why not? In other words, why not infer? The Torah says only the good things about the woman. And if you don't do it, and if you didn't do it, and if you didn't do it, hinaki. What does hinaki mean? Hinaki means, and if you did do it, you should be have chenek, you should die. What do I need that drasha for? Anyway, I can infer it. The answer is, you don't infer Isserim. So the Gemara says, Ella Epa, you're right, change around the opinions, and afilu be Isura Lesley. Even Isura remains a hold from it. but we're going to reject this also. Ask the floor, Ravina. The Ravina will be Sura left leg. How can he not hold from it? El Miata, but if that's true, again, it says by a Kohen working in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Shetuye Yayin, if a guy is drunk, Upure Rosh, right? That if a Kohen has long hair, the Mitzah, he gets Mitzah, Hachanami, the less of the mayor. The mayor won't agree to that. Botanya, we have a Bryce that says like this. Elu Shebibisa, these are the following Kahana who get Mitzah. Shetuye Yayin, Upure Rosh. A guy drinks wine, drunk Kohen, or a Kohen with hair is too long. How do you know that? Because we learn out of a pasuk. It says, Yayin v'sheichar al teish. Yayin v'sheichar, don't drink. Ato v'necho, itach v'boachem, v'olomor v'lo samusu. Which is mashma, that if you drink it, you will die. Right? It says, don't drink it, so you shouldn't die. Which is mashma, and if you do that, you are going to get mitzah. So therefore, how can Rameir argue on this? How can Rameir argue on this? Really, when does the mayor say he's this? You must have a Tanai couple only by money. Bisura isle. Bisurin, of course we're going to infer. Of course we're going to infer. As Ravarik said, that's why I spent so much time saying that Ravarik. It makes so much sense. The whole thing's a Chiddush HaTorah. Why not infer? The whole thing's a Chiddush HaTorah. So when will I use this Chiddush HaTorah? As little as possible. Why? It's a Chiddush. So when will I use it? Only by Maimonides. Why? That's when Bnei Gad used it. By Maimonides. What about Sota? Shiny Sota. Sota's different. The Isur is the Isur of Monahu. It's an Isur which leads to money. There's a Tshuva involved. All these things, it's all money. Now, it's different. But over here, by Shvua, it's not money. Come testify to me. It's not about money. Yes, their denial leads to the money of the owner. But they get no monetary benefit from not testifying. It doesn't make a difference to them. To the Adim, makes no difference to them. By a Kohen, makes no difference. No money issue about working in the basement. No money. It's not a money issue. It's only a servant. You're allowed to do it or not. Your hair's too long. Kind of some money there. Then we'll infer. Sota's about money, really. It's not really about money. It's about adultery, but it leads to money. That's a different story. Okay. Hajin Allah Shavuot to Eidus. Hajin Allah Shavuot to Eidus. Hajin Allah Shavuot to Eidus. Now, all we're going to do, hopefully we'll finish the Mishnah. Half this Mishnah we learned already. The other half we did not learn yet. Half the Mishnah we learned already. So, it's a long Mishnah. So, this is talking about now, as the first two words of the parak imply, Shavuot HaPikaron. What's a Shavuot HaPikaron? I ask you to watch my stereo. I come back the next day, I say, where's the stereo? Marcel, you say to me, what stereo? I don't know anything about your stereo. Right? And you swear that you don't have my stereo. You swear falsely. Then you have charata. You want to do tshuva, and you admit that you lied. So right, that's the shavuot hapikaron is. What do? You have to pay me back the keren. You have to pay me back a fifth, and you have to bring a carbon asher. Okay, that's shavuot hapikaron in a nutshell. Okay, so what's such a long parak about this? I don't know how long the parak is. Not so long. Less than two pages. Ready? Shavuot HaPikaron. Now, Haggaz Ba'anoshim, it applies to men, Noshim, women, or not. They can also watch things. Duchokim, non-relatives, Krovim, even a relative. Right? Sherim, could be a kosher person, Tzulin, apostle, Bifnei Bezdin, it could be in front of Bezdin, Shalom Bifnei Bezdin, doesn't have to be in front of Bezdin, Bifiatmo, you could deny it yourself, if you are cherim, others can make you deny it. Ain't a chayav aichik for in front of Beis Din. Sifra Meir. Meir says the denial has to be in front of Beis Din. The chacham omrim bein b'fnei atzmo bein b'pi acherim. Right? Kivan shechaper bo chayiv. Right? We said that what was the reason for that machlokas? The reason for the machlokas was when you have a gzereshava, is it done okimina okibatra? Right? When you have a gzereshava, do you learn all the details or not? That's why some said the denial must be in front of Beis Din, which is Avis is only in front of Beis Din. Some said no, it could be anywhere. The Chayev al Zadon Hashvua, the Chayev if you do this on purpose, the al Shigigata in Zadon Apikadon. Or it's a shogig, but it's a Zadon of the Pikadon. In other words, I know I'm lying. I just don't know what the onus is. That's what that means. The al Ba'ino Chayev al Shigigata Gredata. You're not chayv if it's only a shogeg. I forgot to have the item.
That's not, we're not talking about that. You have to know you have the item. If you forgot, I forgot, I totally forgot I had that item. Yeah, I swore, I totally forgot. That's not what we're talking about. The shade, the shogig here, which I don't know what the onesh is. I know I have it, I know I'm lying. I'm not sure what the onesh is, I'll take my chances. Then it applies. But ma chayev al tadona, what are you chayev for? Asham, the kesef shkalim. You have to bring an asham that costs at least $2, two shkalim. Shuras hafikud in ketzat, how does it work? Amalo, painly fikdoni, a guy says, give me the pikadon, sheshli biyadecha, that you have by me, shvua. By the way, it's not just a pikadon, it's also a loan, it's also money that you owe me, it's not just a pikadon, okay? The reason why it's called, the Radvaz says, why are you calling it shvua a pikadon? Because that's the most common one. The most common one is a pikadon. Balav dask a pikadon. Shvush ain lecha biyadi, Oshem lo ain lecha biyadi. I don't have it. Mashpia chani, will you swear? Vamar amen. Harei zechayim. That's the shvur b'dikadon. Hishpia alav chamesh pa'amen. If I ask you to swear five times, bein b'fnei bezin, bein b'shol b'fnei bezin, the chiper, and you deny it five times, chayiv akalachas machas. Chayiv each and every one. Amar of Shimon, matam why? But the shiach alachas lohodos. Because each time you could have changed your mind. You could have said, you know what? I'm sorry. I was lying. It's not like Eidos where you can't go back. The Eidos, we said you can't do that. Because Eidos, once you testify, you can't take it back. Here, of course you can take it back. That's not Eidos. Right? As a matter of fact, the whole Shuras HaMikoto means, like, I want to do tshuva now. I want to rectify what I did wrong. What did I do? I lied to you. So that could be five times also. Hayah Chamisha Tovim also. Five people are claiming five different stereos. Amrulo, Tein Lano Pekoto, Sheish Lano Biyadecha. Everybody asks for the stereo back. Shavua shein lecha biyadi, and make one shavua. I don't have any stereos that belong to any of you. Ein lechayiv alachas. You chayiv one time. Shavua shein lecha biyadi. Lo lecha, lo lecha. I don't have yours. Chayiv alachas v'achas. You chayiv each and every one. Rabbi Elazar Omer, yeah, ad shiomer shavua b'achrona. You have to end off saying a shavua again. Okay, fine. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad shiomer shavua lekol echad b'echad. Again, you have to say shavua to each and every one. You have to say the word shavua, not... I make a shvur to you and to you. No, you have to say, I make a shvur to you, make a shvur to you, make a shvur to you. Right. Oh, so you have to make to each one, exactly. So you have to say, I'll make five times. Tainly pikadon, where's my pikadon? And my shumas yod, and my loan, I lent you money, and gazel, and you stole money from me, and aveda, and you found my wallet. Where is it all? You have it all. He says, shvur shein lecha biyadi, I don't have anything from yours. Ain a chayiv alachas. You chayiv once. Shvua shein lecha biyadi. Pikadon. I don't have your pikadon. Who is the shumat yad? Gezel v'aveda. Chayiv alachas v'achas. Tein li chitin usa'or v'kusmit sheshi biyadecha. Where's the wheat and the barley and the kusmit that you have of mine? Shvua shein lecha biyadi. Ain a chayiv alachas. Shvua shein lecha biyadi. Chitin usa'or v'kusmit. But if I specify, chayiv alachas v'achas. Chayiv each and every one. Rebeir Omer. What? No, no difference at all. Oh, Rameir Omer, no. Afilu Omer Chita, Tzor V'Kusmin, Chayav HaKalachas V'Achas. Afilu Omer Chita, Tzor V'Kusemet, Chayav HaKalachas V'Achas. Even if you say it like that, you chayav each and every one. Why? The Gemara will say why. Anasti Ufiti Esbiti. If the guy says, listen, you raped my daughter, you violated my daughter, you have to pay me for that. V'hu Omer Lo Anasti V'lo Patiti. I never did that. Mashpia Chani, swear to me, V'Amer Amein, Chayav, you're chayav. If Shimon Poter, if Shimon says he's Poter, you know why? Shimon Mashalim Knas al Piyatmo, it's a Knas. 50 shekel, whatever, it's a Knas. You don't pay a Knas if you admit. Amrulo, yeah, you're right. Afa Pishenim Mashalim Knas al Piyatmo, Mashalim Boshit Vagam al Piyatmo. The Boshit and the Vagam, the embarrassment, that you can pay me. That's just to pay me. You're right, the Knas maybe not. Now, Knas says, Shori, you stole my ox. Vuom, I log an afti, I never did that. Mashpiachani, swear to me, from Ramein, Chayiv. Ganafti, if he says, I stole, Avalo Tavachti Velo Macharti, I don't have to pay you four or five. Hashpiani, Vam Ramein, Potter. Then you Potter for that. Why? It's a Knas. You don't pay the Knas. The carrier has to pay, not the Knas. There all these cases are going to be like that. Hey, Shari, your ox killed my ox. Vam Ramein, it's not true. Hashpiani, swear to me, Vam Ramein, Chayiv. It turns out you're lying, you Chayiv. Hey, Mesharachas Avdi, your shul killed my Eved. What's that? Shark killing an Eved, we'll finish in 1 minute. Shark killing an Eved, that's a Knas. Right, the guy can be 100 years old. He's an Eved, he doesn't do anything. It's not true. Hashbiach ani, but I mean potter. You potter. Why? It's a kenas. Amelo chaval to be. You hit me. But it's to be chabura. You made a chabur in me. Who amelo lo chaval de lo to be chabura. I never did that. Hashbiach ani. Swear to me. I mean chayy. You chayy. Why? That's not a kenas. That's nezek. Right? Amelo avdo. If the eved says to the master, he palta shinai. You knocked out my tooth. The shimanisiat enai. You knocked out my eye. I never did that. Mashpiach and he swears he never did that. But man, he swears potter. He's potter. Why? Because an eved leaving based on a tooth getting knocked out is a knas. It's not. You don't pay for knas. Here's the rule. If you admit that you owe the money, you'd be chayev. Then you're chayev here too. Mashalim al piatzmo. Ain't a mashalim al piatzmo. Potter. If you would not pay, if you admit. Yeah, I admit I owe you the knot. I don't have to pay it now. I admitted it. Then you're going to be potter. If in the case of shuas hapikadon, then you're going to be potter. All right, we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow.